I'm Maria Filosa from WDIY, and this is Tasty Seasonal Recipes for the Everyday Chef. Today, I want to talk to you about squash. So many people think that only certain varieties are edible. The truth is that most squash varieties, including the vast array of pumpkins, are edible. Of course, the hard decorative gourds are really inedible, but don't be put off by some of the more warty-looking squash varieties you come across. My philosophy is, when in doubt, just give it a try. You might be surprised how delicious they are. The way I roast pumpkins and squash is to wash the outside first with water or a very mild soap solution. This is to remove any pesticides or dirt. Cut them in half and scoop out the seeds and stringy pulp. I place the two halves of my squash cut side down on a foil-covered greased cookie sheet, then into the oven at 350 degrees for about an hour. To test for doneness, pierce the skin of the squash with a knife. If it goes through very easily, it's done. If there is resistance, leave it in the oven another 15 minutes, then test again. The actual time will be determined by the size of your squash. Once it is done, take it out to cool for about 30 minutes. You may notice that there is a lot of liquid in the pan. I save this in a container in the freezer and use it for breads, soups, or whenever I need some vegetable stock for a dish I am making. When the squash has cooled enough to handle, cut it into strips and remove the skin. You can continue to roast this skin if you want until it is dry and give it to your dog if you have one for a treat. Mine just loves it and it resembles rawhide. To puree your squash, use a food processor, blender, or even a hand mixer or potato masher would work. Blend or mash until it reaches the consistency of mashed potatoes. Measure out 2 cups and place into quart-sized zip closure plastic bags. Label them and put them into your freezer for later use. There's lots of dishes where you can use this pureed pumpkin. I like to make pumpkin mashed potatoes with freshly roasted pumpkin. Just make regular mashed potatoes and add a cup or two of pureed pumpkin. It gives your side dish a light orange color and boosts the nutritional value of your meal. Also, the pumpkin gives this dish a slightly sweet, nutty flavor. If you want to create a more decorative-looking side dish, when adding the pureed pumpkin, just lightly swirl it into the mashed potatoes instead of mixing thoroughly. Another use for the squash or pumpkin puree is, of course, for pumpkin pie. I have found that each 2-cup bag I freeze is just the right amount to make 2 regular-sized or 1 large pumpkin pie. This is a very easy recipe. Thoroughly blend 2 cups of pumpkin puree, 1/2 cup of sugar, 6 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 large eggs, 1 12-ounce can of evaporated milk, 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon of ground nutmeg. Divide this mixture between 2 regular-sized or 1 large uncooked pie crust. Heat the oven to 425 degrees and bake for 15 minutes. Then reduce the oven heat to 350 degrees. Bake pies another 30 minutes. Remove the pies when a knife inserted in the center comes out clean. Cool the pies before serving. Pumpkin pie is delicious with store-bought or homemade whipped cream sprinkled with a small amount of cinnamon. So at the end of the season, when the stores are selling the remainder of their squash and pumpkins inexpensively, pick up a few and enjoy a wholesome and versatile addition to your family's meals. This is Maria Filosa. Stay tuned for more tasty seasonal recipes for the everyday chef. Have a bountiful day.